I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Kibenda Tea Estate in Limuru in Kiambu County, the Republic of Kenya. And as we continue our discussions on Africa, today we focus on one of the most important countries in the continent of Africa, the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Nigeria is Africa's most populous nation. Estimate says that one out of every five Africans is a Nigerian. And the history of Nigeria is something that is as interesting as it is intriguing, even as we ask the question or pose the question, is Nigeria the future locomotive of the continent of Africa? In other words, we are asking ourselves, if Africa is to be great again, will Nigeria be the engine of that new movement? And I have no doubt in my mind that indeed it should be and will be. But let us ask ourselves, what has ailed Nigeria thus far? Starting very well, with some tension, even in the early days, southern Nigeria. And of course, one says southern to mean the area above the north, but in real context, Nigeria was in the early days seen in terms of northern Nigeria, western Nigeria, and eastern Nigeria. And we use almost ethnic terms to define those particular territories, notwithstanding that Nigeria has many nationalities, in excess of 300 such nationalities and perhaps even 500 languages. But in those early days, the northerners, who are preponderantly Muslim, produced leaders who were not very keen on the federation. And in this regard, I'm thinking of people like Sir Ahmadu Bello. On the eastern part, you had stalwarts such as Obafemi Awolowo. And of course, on the eastern part, you had stalwarts such as Zeke of Africa, Nnamdi Azikiwe. And it is instructive that when Nigeria regains independence, is Nnamdi Azikiwe, who is the president with Abubakar Tafawa Balewa, who is from the north. And no sooner has Nigeria regained independence than the tensions begin to emerge. And this is important because those nations then begin to undermine Nigeria's economic potential, culminating, as we know, in the coup d'etats in 1960s with Agui Ironsi, and after that culminating in the civil war, which pits the Biafra led by Dim Chukwuemeka Odumegwu Ojukwu against the Nigeria federal government, led at that time by Yakubu Gowon, and ultimately the surrender and the ostracization of an economic nature of the Igbo community. Nigeria then is troubled, and that trouble is one that has remained, and in the views of many commentators, is what has held Nigeria down. Ethnic suspicion. The Hausa Fulani in the north, the Yoruba in the west, the Igbo in the east, and the other ethnicities, of course, find themselves caught up in these tensions. When one sees that, you can then begin to see why there are a series of coup d'etats. Coup d'etats that see the emergence of military leaders. If it is not Ibrahim Babangida, it is Buhari. If it is not Buhari, it is Abacha. And all these things have served to disrupt the economic engine that Nigeria would and should become. And then when Nigeria discovers oil, and sometimes it is known as the oil curse, Nigeria then forgets that it has other resources, that it is possible to have serious agriculture in Nigeria, that it is possible to have mining as a source of income in Nigeria. Nigeria has zinc, Nigeria has iron ore, Nigeria has coal. Nigeria has cobalt. All these could be used to power the economic engine of Nigeria. But there is the obsession with oil, and oil magnates emerge, and this oil becomes an obsession and leads to mega corruption, leading Chinua Achebe to write very interesting books. In 1966, he writes the book A Man of the People, in which he dramatizes the problems of Nigeria, and he does not stop there. He writes yet another book, Ant Hills of the Savannah, which also dramatizes the problem of Nigeria. And in 1983, he writes the little book, The Trouble with Nigeria. And he says that the trouble in Nigeria is simply and squarely a problem of leadership, and that those who have had the opportunity of leading Nigeria have not served her well. There have been people who are obsessed with personal benefit. He as much as says, not in so many words, that Nigeria has had the misfortune of being led by kakistocrats. This is their very worst, and kleptocrats, whose only claim to fame is that they want to steal from Nigeria. When one therefore sees that characterization, one can understand why Nigeria has never realized her potential. But yet Nigerians are some of the most amazing individuals in the world. Tell me, in which sector don't you find a Nigerian as a leading thinker or a leading practitioner, unfortunately, outside of Nigeria? You go to the United States of America, to the United Kingdom, and look for the best doctors. They will be Nigerians. Go to those countries, look for the best architects. They will be Nigerians. Go to those countries and look for the best engineers. They will be Nigerians. Even in the aerospace in Nigeria. And Nigerians are performing wonders in different parts of the world, but when they come back home, the environment is not enabling, with the consequence that they don't punch in their weight, they punch below their weight. I have had the occasion to say it on a number of occasions that when Nigeria says that is the second largest economy with a GDP of $500 billion United States dollar, they should not say it, because Nigeria in truth ought to be an economy which is at the very least $3 trillion United States dollars. Can it achieve it? Yes, it can. But what must it do in order to achieve that status, in order to be the true locomotive, the true engine of Africa's economic and political revival? It can achieve it if it does a number of things. Number one, that it re-engineers her politics and introduces what I call hygiene in the conduct of our politics. What do I mean, hygiene? I mean that they should have systems for electing individuals, both at the state and the federal level, that allows men and women of integrity to emerge. Can it be done? Yes, it can be done. And one can say that in the recent past, when we have seen elections being carried out, there is improvement that is taking place in the federal units. I believe that if that were to be done, if hygiene were to be introduced in the conduct of political affairs of Nigeria, it would create an enabling environment. Number two, that the federal character of Nigeria should be given its pride of place, and the federal units should be allowed to unlock their potentials. I've had the advantage of visiting quite a number of states in Nigeria, and one is amazed at the possibilities. At the occasion of visiting the state of Akwa Ibom, and I was amazed at the quality of the roads to be found in Akwa Ibom. Amazing. If one wants to benchmark, look at the roads, they are as well done as anywhere in countries where infrastructure is accepted as being the engine of economic development. And one can see that in quite a number of states, if you go to Katsina, one is beginning to see that. In Bayelsa, one is beginning to see that. And in Enugu and in Anambra, one is beginning to see, and of course, Ogun State and Adamawa and all these states, one begins to see a Nigeria that could emerge if hygiene were to be introduced. Nigeria must diversify her economy. The obsession with oil, we are actually in an area where we are moving away from fossil fuel. I don't think we will, but the truth is that even if we remain with fossil fuel, Nigeria must begin to diversify her economy. I want to see a Nigeria that has a mining sector that is thriving. And I'm very happy that Nigeria is beginning to add value to our products, including the newly established refinery by Aliko Dangote, so that we are refining our oil in Nigeria, we are refining our minerals in Nigeria, we are adding value. That would be another component in terms of enabling the economy to be the engine. The other area is in the area of agriculture. Nigeria, like many African countries, still imports food. Nigeria should not import rice. Nigeria should not import wheat. Nigeria should not import chicken. If we were to ensure that Nigeria grows our agriculture, then I have no doubt in my mind that Nigeria can add value to the African continent. The other area is tourism. People don't know. You only have to visit places such as Benin. You only have to visit different places in northern part of Nigeria and in western part of Nigeria and in eastern part of Nigeria, and you will realize that Nigeria can easily receive more than 20 million visitors. And if it does that, then Nigeria would, as it were, be the engine that we want. And very lastly, in the area of technology, I remember during the presidency of Olusegun Obasanjo in Abuja, he started thinking about nuclear and aerospace. Nigeria, through collaboration with different friends of goodwill, should be in the nuclear space and in the artificial intelligence space. And when she gets into that space, then she could begin to earn the dividends that come with these new technologies. In the financial sector, I'm very happy, and any observer should be, that Nigerian banks are now beginning to spread their wings in different parts of Africa. If it is not Guarantee Bank, it is Access Bank. If it is not Access Bank, it is UBA Bank. All these factors conjoined are telling one story, that a Nigeria that is alive to her potential, a Nigeria that is seeing herself as the engine of development with the use of people in Nigeria and Nigerians in the diaspora, the time is now for Nigeria to begin to take charge of our resources and our affairs. And when we say that, we are not for one moment saying that Nigeria will not trade with the rest of the world. We will. Nigeria will trade with the rest of the world, but in a manner that is not parasitic, but in a manner that is symbiotic. That is the lesson of history. It is the lesson of the world, that if you are not in charge of your affairs, you'll be dominated, and of course, you will be undermined. And when you are undermined, you'll be weakened. And when you are weakened, you will be frustrated. And when you are frustrated, you will be enslaved. Nigeria can avoid that path for the sake of Africa. Brothers and sisters, we continue the conversation around the continent of Africa, and today we are focusing on the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We'll come back again to continue the conversation. Meanwhile, bye-bye.